Good morning, my Walking with Jesus friends, on this Thursday. Sometimes urgent problems needing to be resolved now come at us in bundles. Have you experienced that? Did you know that often happened to Jesus? As we continue our journey with Jesus, as recorded in the Gospels, Matthew 8, Mark 5, and Luke 8 tell us a story of Jesus being confronted with two people who had very significant and urgent needs. Today, let's watch to see how Jesus dealt with this challenge not long after he delivered the man who lived in a cemetery and was full of demons. While the town is not mentioned in any of the three Gospels, I suspect it was Capernaum, and no sooner had Jesus and his disciples drawn their boats up on shore than a crowd quickly gathered around them. By this time, Jesus was becoming very popular, especially in the Galilee region, and word spread quickly whenever Jesus showed up in any town. On this day, a man pushed through the crowd and fell at Jesus' feet, crying out for Jesus' help. Everyone was shocked, for this man was well known in Capernaum as Jairus, one of the highly respected synagogue leaders. Through his tears, Jairus pleaded with Jesus to come to his house because his only daughter, a girl of 12, was dying. Luke chapter 8. You'll remember that Luke, the author of the Gospel of Luke, was a physician. Thus, these types of situations drew his careful attention. Jesus' compassionate heart was deeply moved, and evidently, Jesus immediately agreed to go with Mr. Jairus. The crowd was large and pressing in, trying to overhear the conversation between Jairus and Jesus, and yet, through the crowd, a woman reached and tugged on Jesus' garment. Suddenly, Jesus raised his hand, calling for quiet. And looking around, Jesus asked, "Who touched me?" Luke chapter 8, verse 43. The crowd chuckled, for his question seemed ridiculous. This was a large crowd, jostling each other, trying to get as close to Jesus as possible. Of course, many people were touching Jesus. And Jairus was tugging on Jesus' arm, anxious for them to get going. His daughter was dying. Disciple Peter, evidently close enough to verbally joust with Jesus a bit, with so many people pushing and shoving, how could Jesus ask such a question? But Jesus stood still, a serious look on his face, and said something that shocked everyone present. "Someone touched me, and I know that power has gone out from me." Luke 8, verse 46. Oh my, what did Jesus mean? Was there a difference between the tug of Jairus urging Jesus to come quickly and the push and shove of people wanting to be close and some other kind of touch that unleashed Jesus' power? Now ponder that for a moment. What motivates God to unleash his mighty power to a specific situation in a particular place on planet Earth? How often have you cried out to God for a miracle and from your perspective, nothing happened? Two desperate people tugging at Jesus at the same time, one boldly with tears, the other silently, anonymously. In the confusion and jostling of that moment, a woman pushed through the crowd and fell at Jesus' feet. As Jesus raised her up, this woman explained she had a terrible disease of frequent bleeding, which had persisted for many years. She'd been to every doctor, and no one could help her. Yet she had heard about Jesus. She had come that day in hopes his power might somehow, miraculously, be unleashed into her. She was too timid to trouble Jesus, too embarrassed to ask for help. But maybe, just maybe, if she could simply take hold of his robe and cry out to God, even if silently, maybe? As she told all that to Jesus, a big smile crossed his face, and with a gentle voice he said to her, "Be encouraged. Your faith has healed you. Go in peace." Luke chapter 8. Can you imagine the shouts of celebration and clapping that rose up from the crowd? Can you imagine the feeling of relief and new hope for living which flooded that dear woman's heart? What does it mean for your need and mine today? What was the difference between Jairus's tearful, urgent appeal and the woman's unseen reach? A 12-year incurable disease cured in an instant through only a touch of faith. Wow! As the crowd and Jesus arrived near Jairus' house, they could hear the wailing. They were too late. The girl was dead. Jesus selected three of his disciples to accompany him as they followed Jairus to the room where his daughter's dead body lay. Defiantly, Jesus said to those wailing, "Stop your wailing. She is not dead but asleep." Luke chapter 8. They were stunned, and they mocked Jesus. They knew she was dead. Every person there understood death. It was time to prepare her dead body for burial. Dr. Luke reports what happened with these words. Jesus took her by the hand and said, "My child, get up." Her spirit returned to her, and she got up. Then Jesus told her parents to give her something to eat. Her parents were astonished, but Jesus ordered them not to tell anyone what had happened. Luke chapter 8. So let me ask you, my Walking with Jesus friends, how do you explain what happened at Jairus' house that day? Did you notice that little phrase, "her spirit returned to her and she got up"? That is one of many verses that explains human death. Our bodies cease to function and begin to decompose, but our spirit and soul remain fully alive apart from our dead body. Jesus did a double miracle here. He resuscitated her body, so her body began to function normally, and Jesus brought her soul and spirit back into her body, just as he had done when he first created her in her mother's womb. Now think about that, my friends. What need could you or I possibly have that is too difficult for Jesus? How many other people around the world are calling out for Jesus' help today? Are you bound by something, battling something, fearing something that only Jesus' power can handle? Do you have the faith of either Jairus or the bleeding woman? Will you ask Jesus for his powerful help, expecting God is going to do something?